Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Richie, can I commend you on your water intake before we get to the actual show today? Because I can see from where I'm stood here that you've got a brand new, well, it's quite a big new water bottle, but it's not a normal water bottle. You've got morale-boosting, drinking up phrases all the way up to the top of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to up me water intake. I don't think I'm drinking enough.
What are you on at, though? Because at the moment, it's what's the rousing phrase? Are you on at 12? It's 12 p.m. It
says on, well, yeah, but on this side, it's also 6 p.m. So I'm between never give up and almost there.
I like it. So go from the top down. So in terms of you start drinking at...
Get started. That's at 8 p.m.
Fair enough. Get one down.
Then 9 a.m., you've got it. Then at 10 a.m., keep chugging.
Keep on chugging.
11 a.m., never give up. 12 p.m., almost there. 1 p.m., you did it. And then you refill and start again at 2 p.m.
I like it.
And by the end of that, I should have drunk 2 litres of water.
That's good. It's the only, coaching bottle of something. I'd love to see that for maybe, like... big beers when you're in Germany or something. Do you remember?
The trade-off is that come this time of the day when we're doing the home time show, I'm also going to the toilet hourly.
You are in and out quite a lot, aren't you? Yeah. And we've been talking, the show you're about to hear is about hanging out in the loose sections of trains. Is there any way you can do an entire train trip without having to go to the loo, bearing in mind you're drinking that much water?
I will have to go to the toilet as the last thing that I do before I leave this building. Otherwise, I will be in the toilet on the train home, and I think any train journey where you have to use a train toilet is a bad journey.
Well, as you're about to find out, I'm your toilet concierge. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio. Now, we had quite a big revelation on last night's radio show, and it nearly derailed the whole thing. We thought we'd just kind of keep a lid on it, wait and talk about it properly today. And it's a very uncharacteristic thing that came out of your mouth, Richie. Basically, we were doing the show. Our producer, Nick, was licking away at the top of a yoghurt pot like a cat might do. And, you know, we just got chatting about what we think is probably one of the best bits about having a yoghurt, which is licking the lid. And then you came out with something that I just didn't expect to come out of your mouth in a million years. What did you say?
I never lick the lid of a yoghurt. I hate licking the lid of yoghurt. I hate people that lick the lid of yoghurts. Now, wow. Coincidentally...
Have you ever licked the lid of a yoghurt?
Never, no.
Never even done it?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Because the thing is, I don't like the consistency of the yoghurt that is left on the lid of a yoghurt. It's kind of akin to skin on custard. It's a different kind of type. I don't like mixing those two things together.
It's all part of the experience, though, isn't it? I always think if you get a yoghurt, right, you've got the yoghurt, that's great, but then the lid bit, and you're right, it is a slight different consistency, but it's like an extra treat that, even though I've been eating yoghurts for 48 years, but it's still a little bit of a surprise every
One
time.
Person's treat is another person's trash. You have to remember that. The second thing I don't like seeing other people aggressively licking, because we're not cows.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's it.
Well, yeah.
I've rest my case, my lad.
But, like, I reckon 99% of people listening to this right now probably do lick. I'm the predominant population are lid lickers, I would say.
I
think you're almost in a minority of, like, 1%, I think.
I don't.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's anywhere near as small as you think it is. Maybe there are more lickers than non-lickers, but I do think it's a greater percentage than you think.
Well, I don't know, but there's messages coming into the show already, right? Ashley says, yes, licking the lid is the first thing that she does upon removing it and about to eat the yoghurt.
That's sad to hear that, Ashley.
But Luke says, no, I don't lick it. I'm not a cat.
Thank you very much, Luke.
Maybe there's more in this than we realise.
It's a moratorium for the next 55 minutes, indeed, on lidding, no, lid licking.
That's it.
It's like a tongue twister, isn't it?
Just a big, straight up question. Do you, there's no occult way of dressing this up of anything different. So last week, Bush and Richie, can't believe we missed out on a Radio Academy Award. This week, also Bush and Richie, Do you lick the lid of a yoghurt? Hey, we can't have it both ways, can we? This ain't going to win anything.
No,
but the public
has
spoken.
The public have spoken, and do you know what? The public have two voices, and I thought this would be the case. There are more people that are anti-lid lickers, like myself, than you would first think. Wendy says, that's why I have a dog.
Well, you're giving away the best bit to your dog. I said on yesterday's show, the whole dog thing's gone crazy. You know, someone made, were they baking nighttime biscuits for their dog?
That was absurd. Homemade dog biscuits when they're there in pet shops.
But this is absurd, giving the dog what I believe to be one of the best bits of a yoghurt. Someone has got a point to make to you here, Richie. They say if you can't lick food, how do you eat an ice cream cone or an ice lolly then?
No, that's different.
Your problem appears to be with the lick.
No, yeah,
I'm getting George Galloway vibes.
My problem's not with licking food. Okay.
Yeah.
The difference between the lid of the stuff that's on a yogurt is it's a different consistency to what's in the yogurt. My tongue needs to know what's coming. All right. With an ice cream, it's all there. It's all melted. It's all fine. It's all there on the stick.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not entirely sure that I don't. Your reasoning seems. I feel like you're missing out. You're missing out on a number of years of good yogurt bits, really, to be honest with you. One of the best bits.
My reasoning is strong.
Mike says he licks the lid in private, but if you do it in front of people, you should be punched in the face. People feel very strongly about this.
People do. And there are two types of people in life, people that are happy to lick the lid of a yoghurt and people that have class.
That's a low blow.
Sarah has got in touch and said, no lid licking. Anyone with any decorum would scrape it with a spoon.
Listen to this. My children let me lick their lids as they don't like it, but I absolutely love it, says that person who isn't brave enough to leave their name.
Well, of course they're not brave because it's horrendous parenting.
Genuinely, I'm not just saying this. I think 99% of the United Kingdom, people listening to this show right now, 99% are lid lickers. It's hard to say, isn't it?
It is.
I've even written it down and still can't say it.
Sammy, where do you stand on the debate?
So, first of all, you've got to give the yoghurt a good shake. You've got to get it all mixed together. Then you open the lid. Then you can lick the lid and then you get all the good stuff. It's all mixed together, no watery bits, just nice, well-mixed yoghurt.
So, Sammy, you're giving us a recipe for taking lick lidding to the next level by shaking everything up first so you get even more with your lick.
Yeah, definitely. Works for me. Do it for the kids. That's the way it's got to be done.
Sammy, I'd need two assurances here. First of all, can you assure me that the heavier bits of yoghurt that stick to the lid aren't just going to drop and be horrible surprises when you're eating the regular yoghurt?
No, that's the best bit.
No, it's not. And then secondly, can you assure me that when shaking said yoghurt, it's not suddenly going to explode all over my front?
I can't guarantee that. That is what the dog's for.
But thank you so much for sharing a brilliant way of taking lid licking to the next level, Sammy. You're a hero.
No problem. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Oh, well, are you going to lick the lid of a yoghurt to celebrate?
Oh, misery.
I certainly am.
Simple question, Dwayne. Are you a lid licker?
I'm definitely a lid licker.
Okay.
And I'm a tub fingerer as well.
Just to confirm, if anyone missed that, because they might be doing stuff while the show's on in the background, you're coming on the show tonight, Dwayne, to tell us that you not only are a lid licker, but you're a thing that you've, this is a term you've just made up, a tub fingerer.
I am indeed.
So how do you finger tubs?
Well, I just lick my finger and rub it around the tub, and then the yoghurt... You're getting all of the yoghurt in the places where the teaspoon won't reach.
He's lost me now. I'm on the lid licking team. I'm team lid lick. But I think what Dwayne's doing there is just, it's like a rural community, something you don't talk about. It's the next level, beyond the pale.
Would you tub finger in front of somebody?
Definitely.
Okay.
He's a shameless tub fingerer. And like, so what about your friends and family and stuff? How do they feel about your tub fingering?
I think they live with it. They know I do it and let it go, basically.
He's doing it in a safe place.
He really is, amongst friends and family. A support network.
I am indeed.
The bit that's going to keep me awake tonight is this. I've not heard it, but even in the imagining what that squeaky noise is like when he puts his little wet finger around the bottom of that tub.
Oh!
Yeah, oh, just a tip as well. Yogurt. On digestive biscuits.
Hello, hello. Oh, my word. Wow.
I think we need to get this fella off because he's out of control.
Yeah. Froobs. Froome's undigested biscuits. Beautiful.
Dwayne, stay on the line. We're going to get someone who's got a medical background to speak to you imminently, OK?
Thank you.
10 weeks of tickets. If you were listening to the earlier part of the show, our producer Nick has just produced a yoghurt. It's going to be fireworks after six, that's for sure.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Right, today we've got tickets for you to go to an amazing gig, thanks to 10 weeks of tickets. A chance to go to the Kaiser Chiefs at Brighton Beach on the 27th of July as we play... Oh my God, crack your name for a competition. Let's meet tonight's contestant. She's called Lorraine. How are you doing, Lorraine?
Hi. Okay, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. If it's not too much of a personal question, just to refer back to what the first hour of the show was all about. Lorraine, do you lick the lid of a yoghurt when you're eating it?
No, I don't.
Okay. Good. I thought I liked the sound of Lorraine.
I feel like it's turned on me today, this particular debate.
Much like the yoghurt that's on the top of a lid.
Oh, no. I walked into that one.
No, disgusting.
Thank you,
all
Lorraine.
Right, Lorraine.
Let's move on from lid licking back to your geography skills, Lorraine. We put them to the test by asking which of the following journeys was furthest from our home at Absolute Radio as the crow flies. Now, the options were Absolute Radio to the Taj Mahal in India or Absolute Radio to Christ the Redeemer in Brazil. Lorraine, what's the furthest as the crow flies?
It's Christ the Redeemer in Brazil.
And that's sending you to Brighton Beach to see the Kaiser Chiefs. Congratulations, Lorraine.
Thank you so much.
Hey, who are you going to take with you, Lorraine?
Probably Hubby, because I'll need him to get me there.
Fantastic. He can be Parker from Thunderbirds dropping you off, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, God bless you. Even though you did call me disgusting, it's absolutely fine. I'm very, very happy for you. There you go. If you missed out today, there are more great tickets to be won online. You can listen to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show and Home Time tomorrow, where we both be giving away more tickets for the Kaiser Chiefs.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
So I need a bit of advice here. I'm having a problem in the toilet carriage of the train, on the train home, OK? So just to, like, back up a little bit, basically I've got two bikes, got a little fold-up Brompton, then a bigger road bike, and been using the road bike more since we did our big bike ride from Liverpool to London, because it kind of goes quicker, and it kind of reminds me of riding on the back of that monster from Neverending Story, Falco, whatever he's called. You just go quicker. But the downside is that on the train home, it means that I can't just fold the bike up like you can with the Brompton and put it by your feet. I have to take my full bike into the toilet section of the train, rest it against the window, and then sit there next to the toilets. And, you know, it's them big curved metal door electric toilets, the ones that Frankie Boyle described, that if anything goes wrong, you'll be sitting there whilst the whole toilet wall slowly slides away, unveiling you like a prize on the Generation Game.
They're the ones.
They're the ones. And the problem is, because I'm sat next to this every day now, people think I am, and I'm calling myself this, people think I'm the toilet concierge. Like, I'm just sat by the loo, and people just ask me questions like, is anyone in there, mate? Or is he been in there long, mate? Like, I'm sat there with, like, them bottles of perfume or aftershave or whatever, and like, handkerchiefs for people. Do you know what I mean?
I would have thought... I mean, they're both horrendous concepts.
Awful concepts.
I would have thought also another horrendous one is that those doors open and shut quite slowly.
Yes, they do.
And so the... gives quite a lot of time for the smell to drift out, and you're there marooned with your bite, and that's horrendous.
It was so bad the other day that it put me off my cheese and pickle sandwich that I always have on the train, because I think I can't eat this now. And I kid you not, I had to free the director of MasterChef The Professionals 2 weeks ago, because he'd got himself trapped in the electric toilet because the door wouldn't open.
Wow.
So I had to prise the door open, get him out, and then we walked up the hill home.
Like a Superman.
So I've kind of made a new friend.
Yeah.
But I'm sick of being the toilet concierge. So look, if you're on any of the trains back to Essex over the next few weeks and you see a bloke with glasses sitting there, try not to make eye contact. I don't know if anyone's in there or whether it's working or is out of order or whatever. I'm not the toilet concierge. Neil says, get some chewing gum lollipops and a can of Right Guard and your quid's in. I'm not doing it. That would be embracing it, but I'm not doing it. And it's doing me head in on a daily basis. Nick says, get yourself a big box of Chupa Chups, a bottle of Brute 33 and some paper towels, then you can properly be the toilet concierge. That's not helping, Nick.
Now, you see, I don't mind button pressing for other people on trains. I quite often will sit, and if the door hasn't shut, I'll get up and shut it myself. More of an autumn-winter problem, but I don't mind that kind of thing.
I think that's just a tiny footstep away from bus driver's mate. There with a carrier bag at the front, leaning into the corners early.
And speaking of other labels, I do like quite a few people, because obviously you've talked often about your Brompton, which is very dear to you.
Love my Brompton.
But this toilets concierge problem is something about your big bike. A lot of people now referring to you as Two Bikes Bush, which has got a bit of a John Prescott Two Jags vibe to it. I quite like that.
I just like to mix it up. What can I say? But here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. Matt has messaged to say, a few months ago, I was sat near a set of lifts at my local hospital when one lift broke. For however long it took to fix it, the repairman enlisted me as the person they wanted updates on the situation from. And they were visibly miffed when I paid attention and didn't know what was going on. So it's a little bit like the bus driver's mate thing, you know, when you get kind of lured into suddenly being part of the organisation.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
But the simple question is your Wednesday evening being spent at home or not at home? We care. We want to tailor the show for your needs, which is why every Wednesday we ask the question, are you home or not home?
And sure, it's getting lighter later. It's a bit like saying Lidlick from earlier on. It's getting lighter later, so people are up to more stuff at the moment. So it's interesting to see where you are at. It's like a little GPS for you at the moment, 11 minutes past six. Rachel says she's home at the moment, but finishing work soon, then a quick visit to see her folks, then back home to pack to go to the Bearded Theory Festival in the morning.
Wow, that's a busy evening with a lot of questions.
What is the Bearded Theory Festival? Sounds good, though.
Grant's not off there. He is not home. He's in Aberdeen waiting for an early flight to Birmingham tomorrow morning.
It's just wall-to-wall rock and roll for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. And we're getting very nosy, but we like being nosy on a Wednesday night. It's home or not home. Just tell us which one are you. This text here says, I'm on holiday at Blue Dolphin. I've been glass collecting at Bridlington. I'm on my way back to the caravan. There's a lot there, isn't there?
That's almost as confusing as yesterday's text message about the automatic cars.
Oh, yeah, the one that was written in some kind of semaphore.
I reckon it's the same person.
I'm on holiday at Blue Dolphin. Glass collecting as well. Keep us posted.
Chris is not home. Off to rehearsals for Rock of Ages, the 80s rock music musical with the Dryburn Theatrical Workshop.
You guys live some incredible lives.
They
Look
really
at the variety
do.
Of different things.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
So there's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. One final thing about finishing this show and then going to the loo, which is what we were talking about earlier on, is that, and he's a lovely guy, so I'm not saying this in a bad way, but obviously the show next door is Simon Mayo on Greatest Hits Radio, and he goes to the loo straight after he's finished as well. So sometimes you run that awkward gambit. Bearing in mind, we've all been talking all day on the radio show, so when you're done, the kind of last thing you want to do is have small talk with someone. I've bumped into him quite a few times if you go to the bathroom straight after the radio show.
Yeah, and you're quite right. We've run out of chat by that time. He's run out of chat. Everyone's run out of chat. It's a very awkward meeting.
So there's been times where I've come out of the loo and he's come out of the loo. We've just raised our eyebrows at each other and gone our separate ways.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For JD Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.